Hello from the summit of Mount Washington. At 4 a.m. on June 9th, the summit was under cloudy skies with light snow and a visibility limited to 30 miles above a partial undercast. The temperature was 32 degrees with winds from the north at 1 mile per hour. The barometric pressure was reading 23.55 inches and holding steady. Yesterday on the summit, our high was 35 degrees and our low was 29. The peak wind gust was from the northwest at 23 miles per hour, and the summit received an inch of new snow and sleet. Current ground conditions consist of 3 inches of snow, ice, and rime with deeper patches. While looking at the weather map, low pressure will remain quasi-stationary over the region over the forecast period, providing clouds, showers, and thunderstorms. Low pressure over the area the past few days will continue overhead Friday, before slowly shifting east on Saturday. The low will keep skies cloudy with summits foggy as a moist flow continues around the low. Showers will continue to pinwheel around the low. Temperatures will initially be cold enough for these showers to be a wintry mix of snow, sleet, and freezing rain on elevations above 5,000 feet. However, as milder air works in, the freezing line will be retreating upslope, eventually allowing for rain from summits to neighboring trailheads. Accumulations of snow and sleet are expected to be light, if anything. While snow and ice are expected to start melting in the higher terrain, patches of snow and ice will linger in areas and may require added traction. And while temperatures will generally be improving over the forecast period, the cool, wet weather will still make for prime hypothermia conditions if not adequately prepared or dressed. Diurnally driven instability will lead to widespread convective activity, and by the afternoon, scattered thunderstorms are expected. Stronger cells that develop might provide heavy rainfall, hail, or strong winds. And cells are expected to be slow-moving, so prolonged rain in areas could lead to localized flash flooding in neighboring ravines and valleys. Most showers will wind down in the evening with a loss of diurnal instability, but a few will linger as the low remains overhead. Saturday, convective activity will once again bubble up, providing another round of rain showers and afternoon thunderstorms. The low will finally start sliding east, and this will allow winds to be back on the increase. High pressure will be building in from the west behind the low, and drier air could provide some clearing late Saturday and Saturday night. For your 48-hour higher summits weather outlook, Friday the summits will be mostly in the clouds under mostly cloudy skies with a wintry mix transitioning to rain. Scattered afternoon thunderstorms are expected. Little to no additional snow and sleet accumulations are expected. Some thunderstorms could provide heavy rain, hail, or strong winds. Temps will rise to the upper 30s. Winds will be light and variable, becoming west at 5 to 20 miles per hour. Wind chills will be 25 to 35 above. Friday night, the summits will be in the clouds with rain showers likely and a slight chance of a wintry mix late. There'll be a chance of thunderstorms early. Expect little to no snow accumulations. Temps will be falling to the lower 30s. Winds will be from the west, shifting to the northwest at 5 to 20 miles per hour, increasing to 15 to 30 miles per hour. Wind chills will be falling to 15 to 25 above. Saturday, the summits will be in and out of the clouds under mostly cloudy skies with rain showers. There'll be a slight chance of afternoon thunderstorms. Temps will rise to the lower 40s. Winds will be from the northwest at 15 to 30 miles per hour, increasing to 20 to 35 miles per hour. Wind chills will be 15 to 25 above and then rising. And Saturday night, the summits will be in the clouds under mostly cloudy skies with a chance of rain showers. Temps will fall to the mid-30s. Winds will be from the northwest at 20 to 35 miles per hour, with gusts up to 40 miles per hour, and wind chills will be 20 to 30 above. And that is your 48-hour higher summits weather outlook. This is meteorologist Ryan Knapp reporting from the Mount Washington Observatory on the summit of Mount Washington, New Hampshire.